We're at the Rally Health booth with Katie Couric.
Hello,
so,
hello.
And it's your birthday, so happy birthday.
It is. Thank
happy
you
39.
Very much. Thank you. Yes, I stopped celebrating 13 years ago, but hey.
No, you're at
CES. I'm lucky to be here. It's better than the alternative. I'm at CES. I've been a few times, not as many times as you have, Rick, but, you know, I've always tried to keep an eye on the future in terms of technology, and I saw early on that it was transforming every aspect of our lives. So to me, it's fascinating to see, you know, what's being shown here will start to permeate people's lives in a matter of months or years.
Yeah, and to me, when technology used for good, like health and fitness, I mean, that means more than just, you know, a funny speaker or set of headphones or
definitely.
So you're definitely helping out with that here at Rally.
Yes.
And you had a great panel discussion, too.
Oh, thanks. You know, I started my own media company about 2 years ago because, like others, you know, if you're an established, trusted entity, you can communicate with an audience and develop a community without kind of having the big infrastructure of a media, a big broadcast.
And you really feel like you're making a difference, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the landscape is so fragmented, but when I set out to start creating content on my own, I wanted to collaborate with companies that shared my values and that shared my my vision and my goals. And health and wellness is something that has been important to me for a long time, and to be able to collaborate with a company like Rally to be able to share important medical information and health information to my readers of my newsletter or to listeners of my podcast, and to have their support and in turn support what they're trying to do for consumers and patients everywhere, it seemed like a natural fit for me.
And you don't have to get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's
anymore.
True. That's true.
That brought the biggest smile to your face.
Yeah.
So when you look back at that, how healthy were you eating back then, those days? How healthy could you be with that type of schedule?
I mean, it was
crazy.
It was crazy. You know, I'd end up eating sort of a full-blown meal at 8:30 a.m. because I was so hungry. And, you know, I think I was tired a lot. And, of course, I had two little kids.
Yeah, you were doing it all.
My husband was sick. And so it was a challenging time. But I think I've always tried to lead a healthy lifestyle. I think sometimes it's harder than others. Sometimes they're more challenging than others. But, you know, it's something that has sort of been a guiding principle for me for a very long time.
What do you do as far as exercise these days?
So at the Peloton.
Yeah?
And I have a trainer. And I go to spin classes, too. And I've been doing a lot of yoga because I feel like as I'm aging, my body's getting less flexible, a little creakier.
We're all there.
I walk a lot. And, you know, I'm always looking for new fun ways to exercise. And, you know, I was on vacation, so I did a lot of swimming. So, you know, I try to just take advantage of whatever's around me.
Part of living a healthy lifestyle is relieving stress or keeping stress at a minimum. You've been in high-profile situations. I'm sure stress is sometimes has been overwhelming. How did you manage, or how do you manage stress in everything you've done? You've been so busy.
Well, I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Kind of thrive
on
stress. I think there is good stress and bad stress. And I think that, you know, I think it's through my relationships, you know, my family, my friends, having really important people in my life is really helpful to me. I think everybody deals with stress differently, but I don't have any sort of magic elixir. I think that, you know, I try to get enough sleep. I have a sleep number bed so I can check my sleep score. They're another company that I'm collaborating with because I believe that sleep deprivation is such
a big problem in this country.
Critical, yes, a really huge problem in this country. And so, you know, I just try, and I also think that, you know, you can feel additional stress by worrying that you're not doing enough to reduce stress. So I try to kind of be gentle with myself. And, you know, I'm kind of a type A person, and I put a lot of demands on myself.
You got to rein it in sometimes.
Yeah, so sometimes I just try to give myself a break.
And media's changed. Last thing, media's changed so much over the years. Now you're embracing email newsletters, podcasts.
Right.
It's a big change but that's really the way things are going now. People are consuming media when they want to, not when other people wanted them to.
It's changed so dramatically. It's almost mind-boggling how much it's changed since 1979. Obviously, a lot of people still get their news and information from television, but increasingly younger audiences are not going that direction. And I think with the, you know, digital offerings.
The internet, internet's changed it all.
Changed it all so dramatically. And I think that, you know, I've always tried to be a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to creating media and communicating important topics. So I'm right now with my company really trying to diversify the media I'm creating by embracing all these new venues and platforms. That's something I tried to do at Yahoo for a while, but to be in the podcast world, the newsletter world, the documentary world, the digital series world, you know, even using my social media platforms to help tell people what's going on in the world is, it's incredibly liberating and fun. And, you know, the gatekeepers and the people who are saying, no, you can't do this and no, you can't do that, the only person you really have to answer to is yourself.
Yeah. Well, you have a great voice. You have your positivity is comes through in everything you do. And your fans for years, people that have watched you, really appreciate it.
Well,
including me getting up early to watch you all the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Katie.
All right. Thanks, Rick.